Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Michael. He's a longtime supporter and sends me travel pictures along with his donations. He didn't send me a topic, so I wanted to cover my thoughts on Gen Z and how they're quitting relationships and marriages because she's not your girl, it's just your turn. And because they're getting their dopamine rush from technology instead of a woman's tush. Then you have more men than ever laying flat, not working or just doing the minimum without putting much effort in. Why, you ask? Well, they believe that even if they do work hard, save and invest their money, they'll never catch up to those that already have more assets and success, as well as the high cost of living these days. Plus, AI is probably going to produce many of the goods and services in the future instead of humans. Maybe young men understand this instinctively, so they're either checking out or going into the trades, which will probably be some of the last remaining jobs left after the AI revolution. Forget about there being some sort of great revolution on the part of young men. It's going to be more of a great indifference. Young guys just don't care because it's not worth caring about anymore. Lately, I've been going on YouTube and watching videos about young adult men living in their cars. And they aren't even homeless, much of the time. For many, it's a choice they make so they can save money instead of spending it on insane rental prices. Or you get guys like the Nomad Capitalist telling young guys to escape the West for places where they can live a better life. Even searching for tiny homes, you'll notice the trend starting to take off in 2014 and 2015, when housing started to become increasingly unaffordable for many. Many young men are telling themselves a story that they're minimalist now, finding ways to hack their life through various types of cheat codes. Even Bitcoin is mostly owned by millennials these days, and for many it's their Hail Mary pass to owning a house. Many are thinking that if they have to buy a house from a boomer at 10 times the amount they paid, then the boomer is going to have to buy his Bitcoin from him at 100 times as much. Gold is old and the boomers are going to be shocked when they realize that no one wants the shiny rock in the future. For the record, I own quite a bit of gold. And it's an insurance policy, but I'm perfectly fine at this point if it goes to zero. My main point in this video is that for many young guys, if life was a video game, their fathers in the mid-1980s up until the financial crisis of 2008 were playing life on easy mode. And now they have to play it on insanely difficult mode. Many young guys have now reached a breaking point, and why do you think there's so many guys out there with substance abuse issues? The situation is hopeless for the young, and even many of the older cohorts. I was recently talking to someone about paying $25,000 for surrogacy in Mexico, and was told by them that no one could afford that. This is an individual in their mid to late 30s. They asked me who has that kind of money. I often forget that most people don't have $500 in their name for emergencies, let alone to pay for artificial procreation. I'll discuss more in a moment, but first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Gen Z is going to quit working and producing Clown World Show. Looking around in the homeless shelters in this part of Canada, it's mostly young white guys that have drug problems or can't afford housing in a $3,000 a month one bedroom because they can't make enough money. I know people renting out single rooms in their basements in the suburbs for $1,000 a month. If you rent a room in the basement in Toronto and the tenant does something you don't like, you can kick them out without having to go through the landlord tribunal. So given all of this, many young guys are leaving for other countries, living in a van down by the river, self-medicating with vaping material, illicit substances or video games, because there's no hope of ever achieving the same financial success as their parents. Back in the 90s, if you're old enough to remember the character Matt Foley from Saturday Night Live, he was a loser that lived in a van down by the river. Today, guys that do that are part of the van life phenomenon. It's also become quite popular for couples to do it and make money YouTubing from it. But funny enough, it ends up costing many just as much in the United States as if they rented an apartment. But at least they get to travel and see the country. But besides the economic doom and gloom, many young guys don't have much to live for anymore. No families of their own and no Christianity to believe in like in the past. In a way, for many, Bitcoin has also become a religion. For others, the Sigma grind set and becoming a workaholic is setting their minds at ease from the horrible world around us. Another reason guys are giving up is because illegal immigration is making things way too expensive. If Gen Z in America think they have it hard, Just wait until you can't even move into a small town and buy a house there for $100,000, because you'll find out that the price of the house is now $500,000. That's what happened in much of Canada over the last 5 to 10 years. The whole country became unaffordable because of mass immigration. If I was part of Gen Z in America right now and could afford a place to live, and I had job security, and not in an industry like construction where I could hurt myself and lose everything, what I'd be doing is scrambling to buy a place to live. I'd do this before someone from China, Latin America, or even Africa buys the home first and leaves me living in my car or tent and not by choice. It's gonna get crazy out there as high schools are being turned into migrant living centers in New York City, and probably other cities soon. They're even asking people that own homes to let foreigners stay in their empty rooms. Will the government at some point force homeowners to rent their spare rooms to illegals? Time will tell. But if they do that, then there's a room that Gen Z can't even rent, because there's a family of Ecuadorians already sleeping in it. I'll also put a link in the description to how Gen Z and late millennials are getting revenge on boomers and Gen Xers. Mom and pop landlords, to be exact. There's a guy in that video giving landlords the finger, and I'm guessing that most Gen Z types will agree with them. Basically, when the landlord wants to sell the property and asks the tenant to move out, they say, screw you. You're making a profit, so pay me $50,000 cash or I won't vacate the property because of my tenant rights. It's legalized extortion with the landlord-tenant board that is backed up for 9 months to a year for hearings. So for that whole time, the tenant gets to stay in the landlord's apartment rent-free. It's not the ethical thing to do, but many younger people feel like they're being screwed over by the boomers. So now they're going to screw back. The other generations think that they're lazy and just need to pull up their bootstraps. But Gen Z is not lazy. I built a passive business and pretty much relaxed in my mid-20s and enjoyed travel and many other experiences. And I didn't really do much, doing as little as possible and enjoying life. I eventually realized that too much slacking off was depressing, and that I needed to be creative and productive again. I share more of my personal values with Gen Z than Gen X, even though I'm in the tail end of that generation. I've always wanted the freedom to work and earn money on my own terms, when I want and how I want. I think that at some point, if this continues and the system breaks, Gen Z is going to go their own way from everything. Not pay into the social safety net and use every cheat code they have. Not because they want to, but because they have to. Those Gen Z renters, if they moved out, they would be royally screwed, because rent inflation is now 8% a year in Canada. Wait until something like that happens in the United States with the current population surge of illegals. My backup in all of this is to move to Serbia for the summers and maybe Dubai for the winters, if I can afford that. That's only if I can't afford to live in North America or it becomes unsafe or a tyranny. I really think Gen Z is going to start walking away when AI starts taking the jobs and universal basic income won't be enough for more than basic survival. They'll probably just play video games and give up on life at that point, because social mobility will be a thing of the past. That's why my advice for every Gen Z guy out there is to work and save as much as you can now, while living rent-free with your parents, so long as you can invest the money into tech stocks that will most likely run the AI in a tech ETF, as well as Bitcoin, which will most likely be the new deflationary money we use, because in 10 or 20 years, you might be unemployed. And if you own a piece of the business that owns the machines, then that might provide you enough money to survive with more than just eating bugs. It's not time to give up. It's time to panic and get your hands on as many assets as you can. If you look at Canada as an example, even real estate might do well in America, even when it's flooded by tens of millions of foreigners. Accumulate as much as you can now, but also remember to travel a bit and rack up a bunch of interesting experiences. Because when you get older, you never know how your health might hold up, so it's smart to take advantage of it while it's good while you're younger. Going to Europe last fall was an attempt to see if I was healthy enough to travel, and I am, but I have to continue eating my keto diet, and it wasn't as hard as I thought to find the foods that I wanted overseas. But they are there. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Michael for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that the futures of Gen Z are going to get smashed by automation unless they use what little time is left to position themselves to survive and thrive in what's coming. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps Gen Z giving up when they should be fighting to survive the AI revolution away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.